Okay, so today's daf is Mem Dalet. We'll take it from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Arba Achin in Nisuin Arba Nashim. Four brothers marry four sisters, Umesu, and the four brothers die. Im Rotzu HaGadol Shebehem Liyabim Eskulam Harshis B'yado. If the oldest brother, who's alive, wants to perform Yibam with all the remaining wives, he's permitted. Because they're not four sisters, they're just four women. They're not related at all. He could do Yibam in all four.
Needs to do Yibam all four.
No, he could do Chalitza if he wants.
Yeah,
right. No, so this is saying he could do Yibam all four even. Then the Mishnah says, Mishahaya Nasu L'Shtei Nashim. Let's say someone's married to two wives, who mates and he dies. Biyaso O Chalitza Sha'achas Mem Pateras Terasa. So we've saw this a number of times. This is already a sod we know by now. But he's married to two wives, so if he performs Yibam or Chalitza to just one of them, so then the co wife automatically is exempt from requiring anything.
There's no chiddush in this Mishnah.
No, and to what we've known. I mean, if you learn the Mishnahs only without Gemara, this would be a chiddush. But since we saw so many Gemaras that were founded on this principle, to us it's not a chiddush. Then the Mishnah, now continuing on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Hayisa Achas K'sheir V'Achas P'sula. Let's say the man dies and has two wives. One of them is kosher to the brother, and one of them is pasul to the brother. So how would he be pasul? Let's say she was already divorced and he's a kohen now. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Im haya choletz, if he decides to do chalitza, he should do choletz the psula. Because since the pasul one's already pasul, she's already grusha, by him making a chalitza doesn't change her status to the rest of the world. But if he were to do chalitza to the other one who's kosher, he's basically disqualifying her to all kohanim. Why would he pasul her? Just do chalitza to the other woman and leave the other one and just go off free. But im haya miyabim, if he wants to do ibum, then he should miyabim l'ksheira. Certainly he should miyabim the kosher one instead of the miyabim the psula one, which would be an iser. So again, this shouldn't be any chiddush this mishnah. We saw these principles a number of times already. The Gemara says, Arba Achin Tagadaitach. The Mishnah said in the beginning, what's the case? There are four brothers who married four women, and the four brothers died. Mm-hmm. So we're talking four brothers, no one left. Right? The Gemara does that. That's what I call the Gemara's humor. Al-Ema Arba Me'achin. Four among many brothers died, and there were other brothers alive. Okay. Gemara says, Harishis B'yado. The case was that if the four brothers die, the oldest brother can perform Yibam with all the widows. So Gemara says v'shavkile, and we really let him do this to marry all four wives. V'hatane, the Brisa teaches us the following: the pasuk tells us v'karulo zikne iro. What does that mean? That the zikne iro call him. So hein v'lo shluchen, the zikne iro themselves, and they can't appoint shluchim. You actually have the zikne iro have the ones who call him and speak to him and say. And the pasuk continues v'dabri love v'amar v'amar lo chavatzi lakachta. Has to be in front of the Zikni Iro, and they came for appoint the Shliach. Then the Gemara says, what does it mean, Vidabri Lav, and they should speak to the Yavam? What should they say? Melamed Shemasin Lo Etahu Geneslo. They're supposed to advise them, not simply just say the words, they have to give them the proper advice. Well, what's the proper advice? Shim Hayahu Yeled, who is, he's a Kena. If let's say the Yavam is a young boy, and the widow is an older woman, or who's Zakin, or the boy, the Yavam's older man, who Yalda, and she's a very young woman. You say either, what are you doing with such a young girl, or what are you doing with such an older woman? It's not such a good relationship. It's not going to work out so well. Go find someone who's in your same age bracket. And don't create fights, because you guys are going to be so off in different stages of life. It's not going to be a mazel dika marriage. So this is the advice. That's what it means for Dabri Lav. So here too also, why would he allow such a person, Yavam, to marry two wives, four wives rather? How is he able to support this, Rashi says? It's a lot of money to support four wives and all the children. So the Gemara says, right, just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, one narrow line down. V'shavkinan le, we're going to let him, b'tmiya. Uvmayi farnes kulam, what's the Yavam going to do? How is he going to support four families? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha is talking about a case of the Efshalo. Where Rashi says he's an usher, he's very capable of supporting four wives and then some. So if he's capable, the Gemara asks, Yihachi, Afil Tuvanami. So why is the Gemara limited? Mishnah say four wives. Why not have more? It's, it could be ten brothers who die, let him marry all ten wives. Why only four? So the Gemara says, Eitza tova kamashlam. We're giving good advice, friendly advice. If you're going to marry multiple women, arba in tfelo. Marry up until four. More than four, that's already a bit much. Ki hecha dinam tai ona bechovdesh. Why four? Why is four the limit? In order that each woman receives an ona bechovdesh with an ona bechovdesh. So Rashi explained ona bechovdesh. Ona shel tamei chacham me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The time of ona for tamei chacham is every week, every from le'el Shabbos. That's the din of tamei chacham. V'zeu asher piru yitim be'itel, the Gemara in Ksubas. Dimati lecholchada ona bechodesh. This way, each woman receives her ona once a month, and the Tamei Chacham will every Leil Shabbos. That's why we have four. Okay, but more than four, it gets a little bit more complicated with respect to the ona. It's an interesting question the Achronim ask here. Why do we have to have a pasuk of Zikni Iro v'dabru elav, and they should speak and give him proper advice? We have a klal, a pasuk. You cannot give bad advice. So we learn from that question of bad advice, so certainly you shouldn't give bad advice and shouldn't let the Yavam marry someone who's either much, much older than him or somebody much, much younger than him. Why do we need a special Gzeres HaKasif? So Rav Yerucham Fischer Perlau was a commentator on the Rasag with Sadigon. So he says, in Echanami, there are two different mitzvahs here. There are two lavim here. There's a lav of Lifnei Iver, a more general lav, and there's a specific one when it comes to Ibum of V'dabru Elav, give him and her the proper advice. Right. But that we don't say that in with regard to advice, per se. It's true. Okay, so you can say it for every mitzvah then. Every mitzvah then, you don't need any mitzvahs. Okay.
Chassidus is mamash.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What?
Chassidus is kamocha mamash, which is possible if you know how to, like the Rebbe here gave dash about the Tzemach Tzedek. Beautifully explain how mamash.
Mm-hmm.
How can you love yourself mamash? Like, how can you love somebody else like you love yourself? It is possible,
right,
if you know how to.
Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Mishaya Naswe, somebody who's married to two wives, and he dies, so the brother can only do Yibum to one of them, or Chalitza to one of them, he doesn't do to both of them. Only when there are four different brothers who have four different wives. But one brother who has two wives, you can only do it to one of the wives, not to both wives. So Gemara says, why? V'niyabim the tervayu? Why not perform Yibum on both wives? So Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by Yibum, Asher lo yivna es beis achiv. The one who does not build the house of his brother. Bais echad hu bona, vein bona shnei batim. It says bais, it doesn't say besos, or batim rather. It says one house, you could build only one house, you can't build two houses. That's why you can't do Yibum twice, on two different women of the same house, of the same brother. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, you can't do Yibum on both. Then maybe even nichlots letzavai will do chalitza on both wives. Amar marzutra bar tuvya, amar kral, the pasuk says, bais chalitz hanal, says the pasuk. Bais echad hu chalitz, only one house, only a bais could you do chalitza to, only one of them. But you don't do chalitza to both houses, both wives of the wife, of the husband, the brother, rather. So maybe, okay, you can't do two yibums, you can't do two chalitzas, but maybe v'niyabim l'chada v'nachot l'chada, do yibum on one wife and do chalitza on the other wife. So Amar Kral, the pasuk says, im lo yachbots, if they don't want to do yibum, then you do chalitza. But the implication is, chafetz, if he wants to do yibum, then yibum. So what's the connection of chalitza to yibum? So we see from here, kol ha'ola liyibum ola lechalitza, kol shein ola liyibum ein ola chalitza. We saw this phrase quoted a number of times, just based on the source of Shas. There at least only quotes one of them actually, but there are a number of times we see this quoted. Only when you could do yibum is there potential chalitza, and only when there's chalitza can you do yibum. You can never have one without the other. So since we already said once you do yibum to the first wife, you cannot do yibum to the second wife. That means you also can't do chalitza to the second wife. Because once you can't do one of those options, the other option is knocked out also. So that's one reason why you can't do Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. But the second reason why you can't do the Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. Shlo Yomru Bais Miktasa Banoi Umiktasa Chalitz. So we shouldn't say that he took his brother's house and built half of it and destroyed half of it. The Yomru, and they're going to end up saying that Imiyabim Vahadar Chalitz Hachanami. So Gemara said, what's the big deal? Why not? Why can't you do Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other? There's no problem with that. What's the difficulty with that? Gemara says, the problem is, because if they see a person building one house, one of the wives of the brother, and destroying, if you will, the other wife, Ela Dilma, it's going to lead to a case of Chalitza v'Havdei Miyabim. Maybe the different order would also be okay. We're doing Chalitza first to one, and then Yibim afterwards. V'kam lei below Yivne. Problem is, if you do that order, if you do Yibim first, and then Chalitza to the second wife, there's no problem, because a Chalitza to the second wife is really meaningless. But that might lead a person to do Chalitza to the first wife, and then Yibim to the second wife, and that's not allowed. You cannot do Yibim after Chalitza. Because once you've done Chalitza to one wife, you've already decided, Lo Yivna, I don't want to build my brother's house. And now there's an Isser to go ahead and do Yibim to the other wife. That's why we said across the board, don't do Yibim and Chalitza to both. Just do Yibim to one of them. Okay. So says the Gemara now, V'ema, maybe you should say as follows. Ki ika chada, when there's just one wife, Tiskaim mitzvah Yibim. You should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. But ki iketarti, lo tiskayim mitzvah Yibam. But if there are two wives, then maybe you shouldn't be able to perform Yibam then. Why? Rashi doesn't explain, I don't think. But I guess the idea is, because if there are two wives, by you choosing one, you're in essence creating Yibam on one and destroying the other wife's bias, if you will. And that might lead to a person doing Chalitza and then Yibam. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, if you're suggesting right now that when a man has two wives, and he dies, you can never do Yibam in those cases. Im Kain, Tsaris Erva, Da'as Rachman Alamali. We know based on the first mission in the Masechta that's Usr to marry the co-wife of an Erva. So if you're telling me whenever a person has two wives, there's never Yibam, that whole Mishnayos in the first parak is all knocked out. And we have Psukim that prove it. The very fact that we need Psukim to Asr or Tsaris Erva tells us that there is Yibam in the case of two wives. So then the Gemara says, Hashta, Shtaim ba'alma, amis lab nechalitza, yibim ninu, tsars erva mi boy. What's this line saying?
Achshav, shelegabe kol shtei nashim shel hamet, ata omer sheinan bnot chalitza, veibum. Then, tsarat erva mi boy, vechi tsarich lemaet bimiuchad et haibum, imkere shachat mem asura ala mishum erva. Ela, vadai shemitzvat yibum chalitza niru gam ken, כאשר הניח עמד שתי נשים. It's going to prove that you need to do Yibum when you have two wives. או חליצה.
Say it again.
Okay. עכשיו, שלגבי כל שתי נשים של המת, אתה אומר שאינן בנות חליצה. Because it's two. Maybe when it's two, you shouldn't do חליצה. Only
it's going back to that Havamina.
Yes.
Assuming, if you're going to say that there are two, I see. Okay, Hashda, Shtayim, Amma, Amr's love. If you're going to say in general, that when a person has two wives, it's not related, just two wives, and we're going to say, entertain the possibility of la b'nei chalitza v'yimunhu, then tsaris erva mibay, it continues the question, like we said before. So why do you need a pasuk to exclude tsaris erva? You never have the yibum in the case of two wives. Okay, and that's the proof. Of course, alamalo, why not? It lamalo itzir chsak dechamina, erva avroi kaima, dis yabim tarasa, kamashman de isura. So what's this saying? Where it says that's not such a strong question, because you could have said, you might think when there are two wives where both are potentially mutter to the brother, that should be knocked out. But when there are two wives or one is an erva, maybe view the erva as it completely removes from the picture. And the only one left is tsaris erva. Maybe that tsaris erva should be completely mutter to the brother. The Kamashra and the Chiddush of the Pasuk is telling us that no, that even in that case, the Tsar Erva is going to be Asr. Again, let's read that again. Sagdat Ramina, Erva Avrai, Kaima. The Erva is considered outside, and we view this brother now as only being Zakuk to the other wife who's not Asr to him. And maybe Vitisyabam and Tsarasa, and maybe you should be allowed to leave him to this co wife of the Erva. Kamashon the Asira, therefore we need the Pasuk to tell me that no, we don't view the Erva as being completely external. We view the Erva and the co-wife as having some type of a connection to each other, and therefore the Tsar's Erva is also going to be Asir.
And maybe so, because of that.
And that maybe in general you shouldn't have Yibam by two wives.
And also, why didn't do Rasha from the Beit? Not Batim. The Pasuk says Beit is one. So if you have two, so you shouldn't do. No, I'm just...
You know, I understand. No, I understand your question. It's a good question. We said before that was only about doing Yibam to two wives. Here we're doing Yibam to one wife when there are two wives.
I understand. So it can fit that Rasha can fit two because it says bite.
Uh-huh.
If you have two, it doesn't say. say it's Gadim now.
I hear.
Which one you usually know?
Okay, I hear.
I don't know.
Okay, so in the end, the Gemara says, Ella Yivamto Yivamto Riba. The fact that it says Yivamto twice, it's coming to include cases that we're trying to apply Yivam in multiple cases. Even in the case where there are two wives, they are co-wives, there still is a mitzvah Yivam. That's how the Gemara concludes. And again, this is all stuff we already know by now. They're just speaking it out and telling us all the drushes. Then the Gemara quotes the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that if a husband dies with two wives, one wife is pasul, one wife is kshera. So the lacha is that if you want to do yibum, you do yibum to the kshera one. If you want to do chalitza, do chalitza to the psula one. Says the Gemara, ha'isa achas kshera. Amar of Yosef, kan shana Rebbe, on this Mishnah Rebbe taught the following klal, lo yishpoch adam may borrow v'achem tshichem hem. It doesn't make sense to pour someone's water when someone else, don't pour water when someone else needs it. Meaning, don't passel the kshera one. Don't do chalitza to the one who's already kshera, because you're disqualifying her to the rest of the world. That's unnecessary waste. That's what he says. The Achronim ask here, isn't this simply a case we know, mita stom of zeh nehneh v'zeh lo chaser? Same idea. I'm being nehneh, if you will. Zeh lo nehneh v'zeh chaser. I'm not getting enough from this, but I'm losing out. I'm causing the other person, other people to have a chaser, this woman, to be chaser to everybody else. So why do you need this klal of lo yishpoch adam may borrow v'achem tzichem lem? This should say, it's a case of zelov nenev zeh chaser. That's the case. Zelov nenev zeh chaser. Sorry, no, zeh nenev zeh lo chaser. Why? Hold on a second. Zenev Zelochaser. Okay, I forgot the question here. Okay. Fine. So now the next mission tells us now, Hamachzer Grushaso, someone who remarries his divorced wife, which is not just marrying the divorced wife, but she, after getting divorced, she marries somebody else, and then, let's say that husband dies, and he remarries her. That's an Issa Deraisa of to Lav. It's called Machzer Grushaso.
And if she didn't, he can.
He can, unless he's a Kohen. So Machzer Grushaso, Anosa Chalutaso, someone who performed Chalitza to his sister-in-law, and then marries her afterwards, that's also an Isser. Vanosa Krovas Chalutaso, or he marries a relative of his Chalutza. What's the halacha? Yotzi, he has to divorce either of these three cases. V'havlad mamzer divrei Rebbe Kiva. And the children become mamzerim. V'cham omrim, ain't havlad mamzer, not true. In these three cases, the children are not mamzerim. The Gemara is going to explain what the machlokas is. Umodim, but they both agree, b'nosei krovas grushaso shavlad mamzer. They both do agree, if you marry the relative of a grusha, then the child will be a mamzer, according to all opinions. Okay. So just important, just read this Rashi for a second on the Mishnah. Krovas Grushaso, this last line where everybody agrees, if one marries the relative of a Grusha, Rashi explains, the Grushaso ki ishto, a divorcee is viewed as a wife still, even though they're not married anymore. Vachosa o ima, her sister or her mother, chayave krisus ninu legabe, this is considered a chiv krisus. While the previous two cases in the Mishnah were only lavim, marrying machzer grushaso, and nosei chalutaso, and nosei krovas chalutaso were only lavim, and that's a machlokas, whether the children of such a relationship is a mamzer, the last case where the modim is a krovas grushaso is a kares, according to all opinions. So the Gemara explains, v'savar Rebbe Akiva, nosei krovas chalutaso vlad mamzer. Is it really true that the relative of a chalutza will generate a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva? Is that really, really true? V'ha Amar Rish Lakish. Doesn't Rish Lakish teach us as follows? Kan Shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught us here. We saw this a few times also quoted. Achos Grusha Midivrei Torah. The sister of a Grusha is Nisa Deraisa of Arayos. Achas Chalutza Midivrei Sofrim. But the sister of a chalutza is only an Issa Divrei Sofrim, a Dindir Abanan. And a Dindir Abanan cannot create a mamzer. So how could Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah say that it does create a mamzer?
There's no karet from divrei sofrim.
Correct. Only divrei Torah, exactly. So how could we teach on this Mishnah, a krovas chalutzasa will generate a mamzer? It's only an iser divrei sovrim. So Gemara says, no, the Mishnah had a mistake. It didn't mean krovas chalutzasa, itani krovas grushasa. It's referring to the relative of a grusha. Hochanami mistavra, it's logical to say this. Why? Dikasani seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah, when it says modim binose krovas grushasa shevla mamzer, that they agree by the relative of a grusha, it's a mamzer. So how do we read this? If we say that the beginning of the Mishnah should really be saying Ayriba Hanita Kasani Modim. If we're changing the gears of the Mishnah to say we're referring to the Nose Krovas Grushaso, so then we understand why the Rabbi Chacham say, and we're Modim in that case. That was the conversation. We're talking about Grushas. But Ella E Amers Lo Ayriba, if we're saying that we're talking about Chalutza in the beginning of the Mishnah, so my Modim, what's the Modim they're talking about? Chalutza is different than Grusha. So therefore, it makes sense to change the girsa of Grushasa. So Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the problem? Why do you have to change the girsa? Maybe in the Hanami, the Reisha is talking about Krovas Chalutzasa. So why it's the modem at the end by Krovas Grushasa? Why did they change it from Chalitza to Grusha? Duma Hokmashma. Maybe it comes to teach us as follows. Dugesh Mamzer Mechayav Ekrisis. Maybe it's teaching us that even though Chum say by Chayvi Lavin, like the beginning of the Mishnah, the Chayvi Lavin does not create Mamzer, but they're molded by Chive Krisos, it is that does generate Mamzer. So why is it so schwer to say the Mishnah like that? Gemara says the reason why is because Chakotani, look, come on, we read this later on in the Mishnah, we already know this klal, that Ezu Mamzer, who's considered a Mamzer, Kol Shar Basar, any relative, Shehu below Yavo Divrei Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, anytime there's a lav to get married to someone, that will generate a mamzer. But according to Rabbi Shimon HaTeimani, who argues with Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kol Shechayavim Alav Karis Bidei Shemayim VeHalacha Kedvarav. Anything that's a chiv karis, that's what's going to generate a mamzer, not a lav. And we paskin like him, so we can't therefore read the Mishnah of Grushas in the beginning and of Chalutzasa. That's why we change the ratio to read as Krovas Grushasa. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, the Dilma maybe kisasim le tanak Rabbi Shimon hatemani. Maybe the reason why this Mishnah is here is because we want to have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. Later on, we have a machlokas. We don't know who he's passing like. Maybe they wanted to make the Mishnah here stam like Rabbi Shimon, and we'll see. We see a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, and that's how he's passing. Imkain, if that's the case, if this is coming to teach us that we hold like Rabbi Shimon, that all chayve krisos generate a mamzer, imkain listen shar chayve krisos. List all chayve krisos. Krovas grushas olamali. Why do they specifically mention one case of a krov grushaso? So it must be el shmamina. It must be that iribe. It must be that the topic of conversation was grusha, and we're not coming to teach us anything about chayve krisos in general, and not coming to teach us anything about chalutza. We're teaching the Mishnah here is all about grushas. They must say, wait, maybe Vidilma Liolam Lo Ariba. Maybe really we're not dealing with Grusha. Vaidi the Tani Machsi Grushasa. Since we spoke about Grusha in the beginning, Vinosa Chalutasa, Vikros Chalutasa, Tani Nami Krovas Grushasa. It's similar. It's not such a far fetched case that the beginning is talking about the relative of a Chalutza, and the Seva is talking about a relative of Grusha. That's not so wild to say. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella, Krovas Chalutasa Rabbi Kiva, Havi Mamzer. So really, Rabbi Kiva does think marrying a relative of a chalutza is a mamzer. But didn't we say before that's only divrei sofrim? How could a divrei sofrim iser create a mamzer? So I'm a Rabbi Chiya Baba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hayinu Taimer Rabbi Kiva. The reasoning of Rabbi Kiva why a krovas chalutza tzasa creates a mamzer, Damar Kral, the pasuk says, Beis chalutza nal, ha-kosev karo beiso. Even after doing chalitza, we still call the chalutza a beso. A beso zu isha, the Mishnah Numa tells us. So it's still viewed as a wife, at least all the halachas of a wife, which means all the relatives of the chalutza has the same din as a relative of a grusha, whereby there's an iser deraisa of marrying her, and it will generate a mamzer, according to Rabbi Akiva.
The bite is referred to the
good shalom. I guess it's referring to the house, but who did the chalitz do it to? To the chalutza. And bais is always referring to the wife. It's for the wife. That she's the bais of ishto. So, bais of ishto. So I guess it's not so hard to say that. The bais of the chalutz, we still call her the bais even after the chalitz has been done.
It's referred to the bed of the blood of the mat. Meaning, yakim, beito. Not beit ishto, beito.
But it's still viewed as a someone's wife after. Okay. Says the Gemara, the last line of the Amud, Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yishim bar Rebbe. Hakol mold b'machzer gushasa. Everybody agrees by machzer gushasa, again, marrying the divorcee, if she'd been married in between, everybody agrees, shavlad pogum lakuna. Not everybody agrees that it's a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva thinks it is a mamzer. The Chum think it's not. But even the Chum agree the vlad is pogum.
It's blemished.
There you go. Very good. So Rashi explains what does it mean pogum. Top line, Rashi explains shavlad pogum vim yalda bas psula lakuna kichalala. If they were to have a child, this woman is asa to marry a kohen. She's not a mamzer, but she cannot marry into the kuhuna family.
It would be interesting to understand the din of, in the process, what makes it blemished exactly. You think about it. Because he married the guy, the lady, and then she divorced, he married someone. Then what's in Ruchniot makes it no good, you know?
Yeah, not for now, but it's a good question, though.
Yeah.
It is. It's in the Gemara, it says, Man HaKol Modim. Who is the one who agrees? We already established it's Shimon HaTemani. Shimon HaTemani argues in Rabbi Akiva that only Chivei Krisos are create Mamzerim. Now, the Afagav, the Amar Shimon HaTemani, Ein Mamzer Mechavi Lavim, even though he agrees that Mamzer cannot come from Chivei Lavim, Nihid Mamzer Lahavi, Pagam Mimahavi. Even though it doesn't create a Mamzer, it does create a Pagam. Gemara says, Mikavachomer, you can learn the same rule from a Kavachomer. Me'almana, from a widow. Ma'almana l'koin gadol, shein isura shava b'chol, b'na pogum. An almana who marries a koin gadol, which is asur midiraisa, and even though it's an almana to is only asur to koin gadol, it's not an isur that applies to the rest of the world. Everybody else is allowed to marry her. Every single person, except for the koin gadol. Any other person in the world may marry her. Yet, even though it's a very little isur, small isur, that's not a wide-ranging isur, it still generates a pogum child, that if they would have a child, he cannot marry a kohen, or she cannot marry a kohen, rather. Or either way, he's not a kohen. Zu, she'isura shava b'chol. This case of machzik gushaso, where it applies to every single person, no one's allowed to marry their machzik, no one can marry their gushaso. Eino din shiv b'na pogum. It's obvious that such a child should be pogum as well. We learn that from the almana. Again, almana, that's a very limited isser, yet the child is pogum, so certainly by machzik gushaso, which is a very widespread iser, that certainly should generate a child that's pogum.
Do you think the opposite? Because it's so limited, it's so chamor. Because it's applied to everybody, it's
no, because it's limited, it's not chamor.
I understand. Maybe you can think the opposite, though.
No, how do you say it's chamor by the fact
because
that it's limited?
There's only one case that she's not allowed. Kohen Gadol. You're going to be over that case, meaning this is a big deal. One case. It's not like the other case that, oh.
That's not chomer, though. I don't think that's considered chomer. I don't think. But the Gemara's going to ask a question. Maybe they're going to ask you a question. Let's see. Gemara says, wait a second. That's not good. Kal v'chomer. Ikla mifrach. One could ask the following question. Mal almana shekein hi atzma mischalelas. So almana is more chomer, but not for what you said. But for the following reason, because when she marries the Kohen Gadol, she becomes herself Mischalelas, and she cannot marry another Kohen, even a Kohen Hedo. So we see that there's a certain Chumer there. So because she herself becomes Chalala, so then the children should also be Chalala. As opposed to Machzik Ushaso, when she remarries her husband, even though it's an Isser, nothing changes about her by remarrying her. So maybe there the child shouldn't be Pagam. V'od, moreover, he toiva ksiv. Another reason why not to disqualify the children of a machzik gushaso, because machzik gushaso, the pasuk says he toeva, that she's a toeva, but the children are not toevos. So we see from here that's not so clear that you should say the child of machzik gushaso is going to be a mamzer, a pogum rather. So Gemara says so that throws out the kal v'chomer. Tanya the Braisa says now, ha machzik gushaso. Someone who marries their divorcee, v'anosi chalutaso, v'anosi krovas chalutaso, Rabbi Kiva omer, ein la ba kedushin. The kedushin is not chal. Rabbi Kiva says, whenever there's a lav to marry, the kedushin is ineffective. Vein tzricha himano get, and you don't need a get because there's no kedushin. V'psula, she becomes pasul, the wife. V'vlada pasul, and the children are also pasul, any children that they have. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'psula, the woman in any of these cases of where there's a lav, l'kohen dezonahi. She's considered zona for having tashmis outside of marriage, because the marriage isn't ineffective. That's according to Rabbi Kiva. V'kofen also l'hotzi, and we force Osman to get rid of her. There's no need for a divorce because there's not a kedushin. The kedushin is nechal. We force them to separate from each other. However, the chacham omrim yesh lo bo kedushin. Yesh lo bo kedushin. The kedushin is chal, even though there's a lav to marry machzik kushaso. V'tzicha himana get. They need a divorce to sever the relationship. V'ksheira, she still remains kasher. She doesn't lose any kedusha status. V'la the kasher, and the children are also kasher. So Gemara wants to know now. No, now. Leman, who is this child kasher to? La lakuna, is it not lakuna? And we said above that a child of a machzik kushaso, according to everyone, is pugum to the kohen. But here, this brisa tells us that a vlad here is kasher. It's not talking about being kasher to marry a kohen. This is against what we said above. We said lo lahak lakal means she's kasher to the kal, to everybody else, but still puzzle to kuna. Ihachi. So if we say that she's kshera, the wife of this case of a lav, according to Chachamim, even though there's a lav, she's still kshera. So what does that mean, kshera, laman? Who is she kshera to? Ilem lekal, if it's saying that she's kshera to the kal, pshita, of course she's kshera to the kal. Why would she be pasul? Bishum dezanya, afsol lekal, because she's a zona, she's be pasul lekal. We never have such a cloud that a zona is pasul to the kal. El lav lekuna, must be talking about, she's pasul as a zona. A zona is usher to a kohen. A kohen cannot marry a zona. Any woman who had bia outside of marriage is called a zona. A kohen can't marry a zona. So we see clearly from her perspective that she's kshera with respect to even to a kohen. She's kshera because she was never considered a zona because there was a good kedushin. So Gemara says, now that we say that she, elalav lakuna, umedihi lakuna, the fact that we're talking about kuna and that she's kshera to kuna, does it not also mean vlad the nam the kuna? When we say that the vlad is kasher, it also must be referring to the vlad is kasher to kohen. And that's against what we said before. Above we said a child from machzik kushaso is pugum to kohen. Here we're saying that he's kasher to kohen. The Gemara says, not such a great question. Me the iria, does it really have to be said that way? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Each one's on its own way. Just because they're lumped together doesn't mean it means the same thing. Kshera for her means kshera to kohen. Kasher for the child means kasher to the kahal. And Hochanami Mistabra, this is also logical to say this way. The Katani Reisha, the Reisha says, Hipsula Vivlad Puzzle. In the case of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says where there's a lav, you can't marry Machzik Kushaso, both she's puzzle and the child's puzzle. So how are we going to read this case? Laman, who are they puzzle to? Ilema Lakal, if you're going to say that they're both puzzle to the kahal, well, Mishum Dizanya Afsila the Kal, because she's a zona, she's pasul to the Kal. We never find that to be the case. We never find that a zona is usher to the Kal, only to a Kohen. So it can't be talking about a Kohen, to a Kal rather, Ela the Kuna. It must be talking about a Kuna, that since according to Bikiva there was no marriage, Kedushin wasn't Chal, she's therefore a zona, so she's usher to marry the pasul to marry a Kohen. So Vlada the pasul. Now how do we read pasul of the child? Leman, Ilay Malakuna, if we're saying that he's pasul to the Kohen, Halakal Kosher, but the child would be Kosher to the Kal. Is that really true? But Halma Rabbi Kiva Havlad Mamzer. You can't be referring to the Vlad being Kosher to the Kal, because Rabbi Kiva goes on to say that the child of a case of a Lav is actually a Mamzer, and a Mamzer is also to be with a Kal. You're right. We're just trying to find consistencies how to read the Brisa. El pshita lakal, so must be referring to that he's pasul to the kal. Umidresha hakadisa hakadisa. So just like the resha, pasul for her meant to the kohen, and pasul for the child meant for the kal, different things. Just like the seifa, each one is talking about different cases. So too, seifa nami hakadisa hakadisa. So too in the seifa, when we're talking about her being kasher, it's talking about her kasher to a kohen, and talking about him being kasher, the child is being kasher to the kal. Okay. That's the new piece right now. This continues. Okay. So Gemara says, no, we're going back to what we said above, I think. Yeah, we're going back to what we said above. So let me see one thing for a second here. Okay, there's some interesting Tosfos to do here, actually. Let's go right there, and then maybe we'll see if we'll do them afterwards. Says the Gemara now. V'hi toeva, we said above that she's a toeva, the machzik u'shasa herself is a toeva, but the children are not toeva. So that's taka a good question. So why don't we say that the children are not toevos? Why do we say above that the machzik u'shasa, the children are pogum according to all opinions? Why not apply that drasha of hitoeva ve'imbonet tovim? So Gemara says the drasha is meant to be read differently. It's not coming to exclude children. In Echanami, the children are toevos; they're considered pogum. The drasha is meant to say hitoeva ve'in tzarasa toeva avabonet tovim, that she's a toeva, but the co-wife is not considered a toeva, but the children are considered toevos. So what's the case of a co-wife? So what's the situation where a person marries her first husband? Uh-huh. So again, a husband has a wife. Then he has two wives. He divorces one of the wives and stay married to the other one. The other wife marries somebody else. The husband dies. He remarries the grushasa. He currently has two wives. And then this husband dies. He has two wives now left over. There's one that's kshera and one's considered machzik grushasa. So in this case, we allow the brother to do yibum to the kshera one, and we don't say that she's going to be usher as a tsara of an erva. We say only machzik grushasa considered toeva, but she does not affect the status of the tsara. The tsara is still mutter to the other one. As opposed to all the other arayos, we say Tsaras Erva's Aser, Machzik Grushasa is different. Machzik Grushasa is not quite Erva, only the Machzik Grushasa is Aser to the Abam, but not the Tsara. But in Echanami, the children, the Gemara says again, about Bana Toavim, they are considered Toavim, like we said above, and therefore a Pagam. Then the Gemara says, Ela Almana Kasha. We still had a question from the Almana. Right, we said, Ma Almana Shekain Hi Atzma Mischalalas. How do we know, what was the source that the children of a machzik grushasa is considered pagum? We learned this from a kal v'chomer, from an almana. Just like an almana, we said, had a very limited iser and very mekel, yet still generated children that were pagum. So through here, machzik grushasa, which is very widespread, should also generate mamzer. But then the Gemara said, wait a second, almana has a certain chomer to it. Maybe only by almana it's going to generate mamzerim, because the almana herself is mischalelas. So we see there's a certain chomerah, as opposed to the machzik grushasa. How are we going to get around that problem? The Gemara says again, El almana kasher mal almana shekein hi atzma mischalelas. Ella, the Gemara says, okay, very good question. Ella, yitmar, if you're going to say something, hach yitmar, say the following. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Berebi hakol moldim beba al chayav ekrisos shavlad pagum. Everybody agrees that a child from a chayav ekrisos is pagum. Now to us it seems pretty obvious. We paskin that way, that chive krisis does create mamzerin. Gemara says man hakomodim. Who is the one who admits to this? Who agrees to this? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one we're talking about here. Diafgav them Rabbi Yeshua ain mamzer mechayave krisos. Even though he agrees, we don't paskin this way. But even though he holds very extreme that chayave krisos does not create mamzerin, only chayave mises bezdin does, but chayave krisos alone don't. So even though he says that way, need the mamzer lahavi pogum yahavi. Even though it does not create a mamzer, it still does create a pogum, whereby the children would be disqualified from marrying a kohen, though marrying a kahal would be permitted. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? He learned this from a kavachomer as well. Mekavachomer me'almana. Ma'almana l'kohen gadol shein isura shave b'chol. Just like an almana has a very limited iser, it only applies to the kohen gadol, yet b'na pogum, the children are going to be pogum and possible for marrying a kohen. Zu, this case, Yisur Shav Bechol, the Chayva Krisos, who is also to everyone in the world, Eino Din Shabona Pagum, certainly the children should be Pagum. V'chitem, if you're going to ask me, no, Ma'la Manush Kein Hi Atzma Mishchalalas, what do you mean Amana is more Chamer? Because the Amana herself becomes Aser and Pasol. Hachanami, here too also, Kevin Shibala Asa Zona. Here too also, the woman becomes a Zona. By performing Bia, she becomes a Zona, because the Kedushin is in Chal, there's no marriage by Chavik Krisos, so her Bia is viewed as a Bia Znus. She becomes a Zona, and she also becomes Pasol to Kohanim now. So we see there's also Mishchalalas, and therefore it's a good Kal V'chomer. The question is, to continue now, where's the next speaker? This is another explanation of Hakol Modim, I think, right?
What?
This is another explanation of Hakol Modim. But maybe we should, I think it goes on. Maybe we should stop here then. It's a little early, though.
No, Be'eved, Oved, Kochavim. Now it's a new union.
No, but it's explaining Hakol Modim, who Hakol Modim, a different perspective. But I think it does go on for a while. I think you're right. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here then.
Yeah.
A little early.
Shkoyeh.